we did a story, weeks ago. About maybe 3 weeks ago, about how the Obama administration was actually going to order ICE to do their jobs and start rounding up illegals and deporting them. They were starting with the people from Central America. Remember we talked about this? You had a whole bunch of people from Guatemala and Honduras, El Salvador, places like that, that came here illegally. They went through the courts. Immigration judges ruled some could stay and some had to go. End of story. End of story. End of story. And finally, the administration was acting and doing what they were supposed to do. So Jay Johnson ordered ICE to go to these people's houses, go to these people's families' houses, just find these people and deport them. Gone. Adios, amigos. See you later. You had your chance. You went through the courts. It's over. Justice was served. Now, we discussed that this was basically a good cop, bad cop situation. It was basically a heel face situation, referencing pro wrestling. It's basically Obama with a year left in his term, not running for re-election, of course. You have the Republicans running on a platform that says our borders are not secure. We have an immigration problem. You have Democrats needing the Latino vote, or I should say Latino vote. So what do you do? How do you ensure that Democrats get the Latino vote? How do you ensure that Hillary Clinton looks like a hero? What do? You have some sacrificial lambs. That's what you do. That's what you do. You have some sacrificial lambs. You round up 121 adult and some children who were ordered to be removed. They exhausted all their legal challenges. 121. Remember, there's about 11 million illegals. $4 million are here on visas that have expired, and $6 million are here from sneaking across the border. And they rounded up 121. So, smoke and mirrors. 121 get rounded up. You have outrage on part of some Democrats who, of course, are Mexican. Outrage. Very upset that President Obama. Very, very, very upset. You have Hillary Clinton, and of course, Bernie Sanders, saying, if I was president, I would not do this. So now you have the candidates that are running to be president of the United States looking like the good guys. You have Donald Trump saying Obama, the Obama administration is doing this because there is a movement led by Trump himself to crack down on illegals. And at the end of the day, you're talking about a spit, just a tiny, minuscule amount of spit into billions and billions and billions of gallons of water. 121. Again, all orchestrated. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. When you have Luis Gutierrez screaming and yelling, saying this is wrong. This is horrible. And they're grandstanding over 121 illegals. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. Now, what was interesting, what was fascinating through the smoke and mirrors was a couple tidbits of information that came out. And of course, it's not information from CNN. It's not information from MSNBC. It's not information from ABC. It's information from the AP. And I've said this before. AP, believe it or not, is for the most part neutral. If you read an AP story, for the most part, they're neutral. It's a story that has a bunch of facts And the writer, for the most part, doesn't inject his philosophies, his feelings. It's straightforward. Here's the information. Here's the facts. End of story. Now, when we heard Donald Trump talking about building a wall, and we heard Donald Trump talking about getting Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, all these countries to pay for it. People said, how is this going to happen? And Trump brought up things like remittance. The money that these countries are getting from us, from all of these illegals. And it basically just went over everybody's head. And it also went over everybody's head because we're constantly told about all this money that the illegals put into our economy. Constantly told. The illegals put all of this money into our economy. And without them, our economy would collapse. And here in this AP story is some interesting facts that get buried. Just a little fact. The illegals that are here in the United States that are from Guatemala, they send back close to $10 billion. $10 billion get sent from the United States of America to Guatemala. So the illegals that are living in the United States, that take American jobs, that feed off of our social systems, whether it's school, whether it's healthcare, the money that they get when they are here illegally, and they take that money and send it back to their homeland. In Guatemala alone, it's $10 billion. $10 billion. That's a lot of money, folks. That's a lot of money. Think about the debate that rages on when you're talking about Planned Parenthood. When you're talking about funds for Planned Parenthood, and Republicans say, hey, taxpayer dollars should not go to fund abortion. And Planned Parenthood says, listen, abortions only account for 1 or 2% of the services that we provide for women. We need that money to survive. We need that money to provide health care and other services for women. If we don't have that money, we will cease to exist. We need that money. You know how much that money is, ladies and gentlemen? $500 million. Not $1 billion, but $500 million. So put that in perspective. The illegals in our country take $10 billion. $10 billion. And send it to Guatemala. El Salvador, you know how much they get? $4.2 billion. $4.2 billion. And in Honduras, you're talking about $3 billion. Talking about $17 billion that don't stay in the United States of America. Remember the argument? Oh, all these illegals contribute so much to the economy. We need them. Donald Trump's crazy. There's no money that gets sent from the United States to these foreign countries by the illegals. There's no money to take. He's crazy. He's nuts. Really? $17 billion. And that's just Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. $17 billion. And Congress is arguing about $500 million for Planned Parenthood. $17 billion leaves our country and goes to El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. Imagine if that $17 billion didn't leave our country. Imagine if that $17 billion stayed in the hands of Americans. Stayed in the hands of Americans. Americans doing those jobs. And don't tell me these are jobs that Americans don't want to do. That's BS. BS. That's BS. So when Donald Trump talks about remittance payments and the liberals laugh, ha, 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 he's so silly. There's no money there to grab. There's no money there to negotiate. Yeah. And we're not even talking about the money that gets sent to Mexico. We're not even talking about the billions that get sent back to Mexico. The money that gets sent back to Mexico makes the $10 billion that gets sent to Guatemala look like chump change. Billions. And see, this is information that you won't hear on CNN. This is information that you won't see on a Navarro discussing with Van Jones on CNN. This is information that you won't see Chris Hayes discussing on MSNBC. When Donald Trump brings up remittance payments, people just go, what's he crazy? When people talk about the money that is not kept in the United States, no one brings this type of information up. Nobody wants to bring this up. No one. No one. But I have to commend the AP. For the most part, they do their jobs well. For the most part, they do their jobs well. They give information. State some facts. And then from there, you make up your own mind. $17 billion. Imagine what we could do with $17 billion. Imagine the job growth. $17 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. $17 billion. It's a lot of money. Matter of fact, when it comes to El Salvador, you're talking about 17% of their gross domestic product. Our money. Our money.